Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
New York-based Irish fashion designer Laura Webber made headlines in 2021 when Dr. Jill Biden wore some of her designs to her husband's inauguration for the US presidency. Laura Webber's client list is very A-list, and hopefully she'll drop names for us in a second. Constantly pivoting, evolving from couture to lifestyle, she's now dressing the Irish Olympics for the 2024 games that are happening, of course, this summer in Paris. Good morning, Laura Webber.
Good morning.
Congratulations on all your amazing work. Obviously, the dressing or being involved in the dressing of Dr. Jill Biden must have been a very significant moment for you.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. I always say it, you know, it was never a thought when I was doing the work. I did the embroidery on her dress jacket and mask for the inauguration. And it was never a thought up until the point of it being out in the public. And that's when things got wild.
Yeah, you're kind of so focused on the job, you don't think of what's going to happen afterwards.
Exactly, exactly. The work is so important for me and the outcome is so important. And, you know, keeping the designer happy is so important and the client happy. So it was never a thought up until the moment.
It's great to have, because the Bidens are so detailed about ensuring Irish connections to nearly everything they do. It was lovely to have that on the day.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the Irish Olympians, because that's obviously going to be another big deal for you. It's obviously Paris this year. How did you get involved in designing and designing the outfits for the Irish Olympians?
Well, I approached the council, the Olympic Council, back in 2021 with an idea. And I think that it really came from a place of just wanting the Olympians to look and feel their absolute best.
Yes.
And through the process, you know, there was changes, there was ideas, there was, you know, bettering the idea. And we finally got to a point where, you know, everybody was happy. And working with the athletes themselves and getting to meet them, I mean, what they do, I don't think I fully realized the effort, perseverance, the discipline of what they actually go through. Like, their entire lives are dedicated to this.
Yeah.
And it was just such a moving moment for me to be able to collaborate with them, to be able to work with the council, to just get to this place. It's just been so humbling. And it's, you know, it's been incredible, honestly.
Years and years of effort. But you've worked for a couple of years as well on just this project.
Yes, yes. Since 2021, we've been working on the Olympic uniforms.
So you've been sitting on the secret for a long time.
Yeah, it's funny because I can't believe it's really here.
Do we have a history of Irish designers dressing our Olympians for the ceremonies?
We do. There's been Paul Costello and John Rocha have been involved in the 2000s.
Right.
But, you know, this is a really momentous occasion for the Olympics because Ireland competed for the first time in 1924, so
of course,
it's 100
yes.
years of the Olympics, and it was in Paris. So I think that this is just so monumental, not for, you know, not just for the Olympians themselves, but for Ireland.
Yeah.
And it's just such an incredible moment.
It's great as well. 1924 in Paris, Jack B. Yeats won a silver Olympic medal for art. I think the Liffey Swim was the painting.
Yes, exactly.
His art was in the Olympics at the time. It should be back. It should be back. And indeed, fashion should be there as well.
I know.
Some other countries as well.
It should.
Big designers involved. So you're in good company here, aren't you, for the other Olympians in other nations?
Yes, yes. I'm definitely in great company. You know, USA has Ralph Lauren, Italy's put forward incredible designers, you know, there's France is obviously up there with Louis Vuitton and Berluti, and it's just amazing.
Yes, Armani is doing the national uniform teams for Italy. So what is your brief
yes.
for the Olympians? You're dressing them specifically for the ceremonies, is that right?
Exactly. So I will be dressing them for opening ceremony and closing ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have done is we've obviously researched years and years and years of Olympic uniforms. And we took a 1920s style blazer for the women's, but we actually made it out of a recycled material. It's an eco hybrid taffeta, and it's a patented fabric. And what was really important was there was a sustainability element, but also the athletes felt, you know, contemporary and modern. And so we took that silhouette of a traditional blazer mixed with a new fabric. It has shoulder pads, it has lapels. And then for the men's jacket, what we did was we combined more of a traditional jacket, but with a moto jacket. So it's a little bit more of a relaxed fit.
It's more casual looking.
But we have, you know, yeah, exactly. We have, you know, an opera ticket pocket on their front, but it fits an iPhone. So there's just like little hints of elements that are, you know, design specific.
And very practical. It's made, is it 100% made from recycled plastic bottles? Is that the case for the blazer?
Yes, recycled t-shirts and PET bottles.
Right. And that's going to be nice and cool because obviously they're worried about heat waves over the summer in Paris.
Exactly. So for the opening ceremony, they'll be on a boat going down the Seine. And so the fabric is moisture permeable and water wicking. So it's really nice and breathable. And we've also added eyelets for, you know, for extra breathability.
Very good. And it's all white.
It is all white. But what I say is it's this modern contemporary take on the Greek games. And what we've done is we've added really, really small hints of color. So on the side panel, there's an orange, a deep, deep, deep orange insert. And then what we have on the piping on one of the legs is the Irish flag. And on the back of the jackets, I have embroidered the word Ireland, but it's done in a technique that is tufted. So it's almost like raised texture of embroidery. And it mimics grass. So that's how we interpreted Ireland. And it's actually embroidered on a hand-woven tweed. So there's really, really small elements of colour, but still that contemporary modern feel.
And you've done something really nice, which I have never seen before, which is you've given a nod to the county they come from on the sleeve.
Yes. So every athlete got to choose what county they wanted embroidered on their sleeve. And so what we've done is we've interpreted the county emblems themselves and we've made them into patches and embroidered those on each sleeve of each athlete. I think this is probably my favorite part of the uniform, honestly, because it's going to be such a lovely moment for the athletes to compare their artwork on their sleeves. And it just gives it that little bit of uniqueness and special to them.
That is just such a good idea. And you've got a little, they're unique as well, the graphic that you've created for each county.
Exactly. Yeah, we've interpreted the artwork ourselves with a little bit of a modern take. And we've toned down all the colours to more of a pastel. And so it blends in really nicely with the white uniform. And it was just important to take that interpretation of the artwork and really make it our own.
That's a lovely idea. And the shoes?
So what I did with the shoes was I took a more vintage style tennis shoe and I layered vulcanized rubber in different sheens on the base of the actual shoe itself. And then we have the logo, the Olympic logo on the tongue of the shoe. The shoe is actually made from Nappa leather. And it has a brogue wax lace. So we were really excited to do the shoes too, because we felt like we were able to just complete the whole look. And it was just really important part of the whole uniform as well.
No, you've done an amazing job. And there's quite a lot of Olympians you had to dress for this occasion.
Yes. I think that I wasn't fully, you know, I hadn't fully thought through how much talent we have in the country.
There's over about 120, aren't there, going to Paris?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Around 120. There's still some qualifiers. But, I mean, the talent, I mean, on a world stage, Ireland is just exceeding and excelling in so many departments. I mean, in arts and film and music. And just to see the talent of sport was so humbling. I mean, to even just see what they do. Yeah. And how they live and how they dedicate their entire lives to this, to the sport, is just phenomenal.
No, it's great. And it's our biggest contingent ever going there. So I'm so glad the Olympic Federation came up with the idea of getting such special Irish designs done for them. You've got something different as well for the closing ceremony.
Yes. So for the closing ceremony, what we've done is we've taken a vintage 80s and 90s style tracksuit jacket. And what we've done, it's like very track star. And what we wanted to do for the closing is it's a little bit more fun. It's a little bit more, you know, it's a celebration at the end.
Yeah.
And what I designed was a strapping that goes around the neck. Mm-hmm. And from a bird's eye view, it looks like a star. And then...
This is the clever bit.
When they wear a medal, it finishes the point of the star.
That's such a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's great because there are lots of drone shots and everything, aren't they, at all these ceremonies now. So we'll get to see that, and we hope to see a couple of stars from overhead.
Exactly. That was the idea.
No, it's a really good idea. Thanks so much, Laura. You're in New York at the moment, are you? That's where you're based full time?
Yes. I am based here the majority of the time. I try and get home as much as possible.
Where is home, by the way?
Home is Rathfarnham.
Rathfarnham. I hope you kept a Dublin patch for yourself then.
Oh my gosh, of course. Of course. That was the first one I made.
How did New York become home for the last while?
New York became home by pure fluke. It was never the plan to stay, but I came over to work for a year. And when I came over, it was just a leap of faith. I didn't have a job. And I ended up getting a job on my first day here. And I say that that's definitely down to the amazing Irish accent. And not that I have one, much of one anymore. I got a job on my first day here. And I end up staying. And as you start to build roots, New York, I couldn't leave. It was just too good. But, Ireland will always be true home.
Yeah.
And it's so funny when you live away. I'm sure other people can attest to this. But when you live away, the pure joy and pride you have to be Irish is just unmatched. I mean, if anybody gets a hint of my accent and wants to talk to me about Ireland, like, I am like bursting about it.
Yeah, light
the
up.
Minute somebody says it. Exactly. Yeah. And it's funny, I didn't necessarily feel that sense when I lived there until I moved away. And now if someone says something about Ireland, like, I'll be ranting and raving about how
incredible
it is to be Irish.
Now, fortunately, you'll obviously have to go to Paris, which is obviously going to be very difficult.
Yeah.
So you're going to be there.
So hard. What a hard decision.
You'll be there with a needle and thread on hand, I presume.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I will be going. I'll be making sure that everyone looks their best for the opening ceremony. And then I'll get to enjoy it for a couple of days. So really, really looking forward to that moment. And just getting to celebrate with the athletes and just being a part of that moment for them too. I mean, it's history in the making.
It really is,
Just getting to witness it is just going to be so incredible.
It's fantastic. I think a lot of people have forgotten that it is, 100 years since we participated as an independent country for the first time, 1924, in Paris, and it happens to be back again in Paris. What a lovely way to circle things around. And there's great hopes for medals. Great, great hope. So enjoy it, Laura Webber.
I mean, and the talent is just so unbelievable this year.
No, it's huge. So congratulations. Enjoy it, Laura Webber, and continued success to LW Pearl, which is the official name of your business. But we'll all see it because it's going to be on the ceremonial outfits as well for our Olympians. And we'll be staring at it in time in July. Laura Weber, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much. 51551. That's our text.